And we're holding on Nun Ches Amud Aleph at the top, beginning of the new Perek. So now for the next five Perakim, we're going to be learning about the Dinim of the Korban Pesach. And as we're going to see, as we go through it, the Korban Pesach has a lot of features that are that a lot of unique features compared to all other Korbanos. So the first of those unusual features that we're going to talk about is when it's brought. Most korbanos, as we're going to say in the Gemara, have to be brought between the Tomid Shor Shachar and the Tomid Shor Ben Habayim. So they bring the Tomid in the morning. After that, you have the rest of the day for people to bring their private korbanos, for korbanos Musaf to be brought, for other korbanos that a person is required to bring are brought during that time. And then in the end, you have the korban tomid shor ben habayim, and that's the last thing offered on the mizbeach for the day, the mizbeach chitzen, that is the outer mizbeach. The korban pesach, as we're going to say, is brought after the korban tomid, as we're going to learn, we're going to talk about tomorrow, Bez Hashem, where we learn that from. So. So burning, they can be burning the leftover fats all night, right? We're talking about the shechting, and we're talking about offering. Well, we're talking about sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach, and then there's the offering of the things. So the actual pieces have to be placed on the mizbeach at the proper time. After that, if they don't burn, if they don't burn until the night, then yeah, they can burn them during the night. What? There's plenty of space on the mizbeach. Exactly. If there's a lot of korbanos and it's going to take time to burn all of them, right. So the Mishnah starts off. Tomid nishchat b'shmoinu mechza v'korav v'tisho mechza. The korban tomid is usually throughout the year, the afternoon korban tomid is usually shechted. So we're going to be talking about in our Mishnah, we're going to be talking about when the korban pesach is brought in terms of when the korban tomid is brought. Because the korban pesach is brought after the tomid, so we're going to talk about different times of the year when the tomid was brought, and then from that we'll know when the korban pesach is brought. So Tomid Nishchat B'Shmoinu Mechza. So usually the Korban Tomid is shechted at 8.5 hours into the day, which means if you're talking about a day when the sun rises at 6 and sets at 6, you have a Shaz Manis then is 60 minutes. So then it would be 2:30 in the afternoon. If the sun rises at 5 o'clock, at 5 a.m. and sets at 7 p.m., like it does during the summer, so then a Shaz Manis is about, then a Shaz Manis is about 70 minutes. So let's figure Chatzos then would be 12 o'clock because exactly halfway in between. One Shaz Manis after that would get us to 1:10. Two Shaz Manis after that would get us to 2:20. Another half a Shaz Manis would be 35 minutes. So then it would be 2:55. So it'll vary throughout the year, depending just like we usually have with Shaz Manis. So the korev v'tisho mechza, that's when they would shecht it. And then the whole process of bringing it, the whole process of skinning it and cutting it up and all the other things took an hour. So therefore they would offer the pieces of it on the mizbeach 1 hour later, 9.5 hours into the day. So in our example, 3:30 in the afternoon on a day when the sun rises at 6 and sets at 6, 4:05 in the afternoon when the sun rises at 5 and sets at 7. Oh, come on, yeah. And that Tisho Mechza, by the way, is where we get the concept of Mincha Ketana, that Mincha Ketana, the better time to daven Mincha begins 9.5 hours into the day. We're doing it based on that, because on a normal day, the Korban Tomid, they would be offering the pieces and the limbs and fats of whatever and whatever on the Mizbeach at 9.5 hours into the day. So that's called Mincha Ketana. So it comes out to be. So again, you have to look at a calendar, different time. Now it's 9.5 shows manius into the day. So now, for example, right today, today we're in the middle of the winter now. So the sun rises, I don't know, 6 something and set. The sun rises 6 something and sets at 5 something. So 9.5 shows manius into the day comes out maybe like somewhere around 3 o'clock, I guess. That's it. You can daven mincha anytime from half an hour after chatzos, as we're going to talk about soon, because that's the earliest they would ever offer the korban tamid. But the better time to daven mincha, if other things being equal, is beginning from 9.5 hours into the day. Okay. Ba'arve Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, So now you need extra time. And we're going to see in the Gemara why they would do it that late in the day. Now, they wouldn't do it much later. They wouldn't do it any later than that because there are, as Tosafos points out, they don't want to do it too close to, they don't want to do it too close to dark either, especially because other Mephoshim point out, you have other things that had to be done after the Tumah Trumah Habayim. You have the Ketodos is brought there to light the Menorah, et cetera. So therefore, they don't want to, so therefore, they don't want to make it too close to Shkia. On the other hand, on Erev Pesach, they have to move it up because, again, the Korban Pesach has to be shechted after the Tamid. So therefore, they would move it up. They would move it up one Shazmanis. They would shecht it at 7.5 hours and offer it on the Mizbeach at 8.5 hours, the Tamid. Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. This is true whether Erev Pesach is weekday or Shabbos. So in our example then of a day when the sun rises at 6 and sets at 6, so it would mean normally they're shechting it at 2:30 and offering it at 3:30. On Erev Pesach instead they're shechting the Talmud at 1:30 and offering it at 2:30. Chal Erev Pesach liyas be'Erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos, then you need it even earlier because not only you need time to finish shechting all the Korbanos Pesach, but you also need enough time to roast the Korban Pesach, because you can't roast it on Shabbos. So therefore, Nishchat b'sheish u'mechtza, so they would move up the Korban Tamid Rabbein Habayim as early as possible, 6.5 hours into the day, v'korev v'sheva u'mechtza, and they would offer it on the Mizbeach at 7.5 hours, so 12:30 and 1:30 respectively. And in all cases, v'apesach achrav, the Korban Pesach would be brought after the Korban Tamid. We're going to actually see in the Gemara a few different opinions about that. Is it always the same on Erev Pesach, whether Erev Pesach is weekday or Shabbos? One interesting consideration, actually, Slach points out over here. First of all, there's a din that fats of Korbanos, fats and limbs of Korbanos that were brought on a weekday can't finish burning them on Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach comes, So if Erev Pesach comes out Erev Shabbos, then not only you need time, as we're saying, to finish shechting all the Korbanos Pesach and give the people enough time to roast the Korban Pesach, but you also need time to be able to burn all these pieces of the Korban Pesach before, not the pieces, or just the fats, whatever, the fats, the emurim, whatever, before Shabbos begins. So therefore, we need to move it as early as possible. Now, so therefore, that's why they shechted only 30 minutes after Chatzos, which is, that's Mincha Gdola, that's the earliest you can daven Mincha, because that's the earliest they would ever shecht the Korban Tamid. Now, we're going to talk about in the Gemara that, should you be able to do it after Chatzos? Here in the Gemara, Rashi learns that the earliest Midaraisa that you can bring the Korban Tamid is 6.5 hours in the day. Because the idea is you have to do it only once the shadows start going towards the east, because the sun is in the west, and in the middle of the day the sun is more or less overhead, and the shadows aren't really turning in one direction or another. So therefore, you have to wait 30 minutes in order for the shadow to have actually moved. There are other places where Rashi seems to imply that actually midaraisa you could, in theory, do it right after Chatzos. We learned in the first parak, for example, that's one reason why we say that midaraisa, the issue of chometz, takes effect at Chatzos. What it is it's hard to tell right after Chatzos whether the shadows are moved. It takes time for them to move, especially since the Gemara tells us in other places the walls of the Beis Hamikdash were not. The walls of the Beis Hamikdash were not completely perpendicular. They weren't exactly straight up and down. They were narrower on top and a little bit wider on the bottom. Well, but just because it'll be stronger that way. A wall is stronger when it's built like that. So therefore, it would take 30 minutes for it to start casting shadows. But if it weren't for that, in principle, you could even do it right after Chatzos. But because of that, they had to delay it 30 minutes. Anyway, so that's one thing. The Tzlach also points out when we say Arvei Psachim that maybe it comes to include also Pesach Sheni. Now, Pesach Sheni, you don't necessarily have these considerations. You don't have as many korbanos, first of all. It's also, you can burn the fats all night because the night after Pesach Sheni is generally a weekday night. And nevertheless, we're still saying Arvei Psachim that they would still have whatever time they bring the Korban Tamid on a regular Erev Pesach, they would also do on Erev Pesach Sheni. In order to, yeah. So what was so if Erev Pesach is doing a weekday, if I remember correctly, then you are allowed to burn the korbanos that night, even though it's Yom Tov, because it's because these are korbanos that were brought because of Yom Tov, because they're brought for Pesach, but for the korban Pesach. But if it's Shabbos, then you can't. Okay. So the Gemara starts off. Menahani mili. Where do we know this from? That when the korban tumen is actually off is shechted and when it's brought, that we should have that it should normally be 8.5 and 9.5 hours. Because the pasuk says, "As a keves echad tasav aboker, you should prepare and bring as a korban one sheep for the korban tumen in the morning. There's a keves hasheni tasav ben ha'abayim, and the other one in the afternoon. So, what's the expression ben ha'abayim means? Now, it could have just said ba'erev. So, ben ha'abayim means we darshin chalkehu levein shnei arovim, divide up and bring the korban pesach, not the korban pesach, the korban tamid between two evenings. Meaning, what we do is we take the amount of time from mincha gdola and onward, from half an hour after chatzos, which again we're saying is the earliest that the shadows are now pointing towards the west, and therefore the west side of the walls now look a little darker because now they're now the sun is not shining on them. So you have from then until Shkia, you have 5.5 hours. So divide that into two. Base shows mechzalakan, shte shows mechzalakan, v'shah achas lasiyosei. That 5.5 hours you break as follows. You need 1 hour for the whole procedure of the korban tumen because we said, for example, 8.5 and 9.5 hours. So that leaves you. Rashi explains that no, according to Rabbi Shobin Levi, already you have to count from 6 hours in the day, not from half an hour after Chatzos, but from 6 hours from Chatzos Hayom itself until the evening, you have to divide that down. So what we do is like this: you have 6 hours to work with. You have 1 hour for bringing the korban tamid. It takes, as we said, an hour from when it's shechted until the pieces are offered on the mizbeach. That leaves you 5 hours. 5 divided by 2 is 2.5. Therefore, beis shoyis mechzalakan, shtei shoyis mechzalakan. So you have 2.5 hours before it, 2.5 hours after it. V'shah achas lasiyosei, and 1 hour for actually offering the tamid itself. So therefore, that's where Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that's why you shecht it 8.5 hours into the day, because 2.5 hours after chatzos you're shechting it. You want to finish with it 2.5 hours before Shkia, and then you have 1 hour in between to be actually doing it. However, Masiv Rava says, I have a contradiction to that. So in other words, according to what Rabbi Shobhan Levi is saying, the fact that we bring the korban tamid, the fact that we shecht the korban tamid at 8.5 hours and we offer it at 9.5 hours is daraisa. The problem is, we said in the Mishnah, we said if it's Erev Pesach, then they move it up 1 hour and they offer it, they shecht it at 7.5 and offer it at 8.5. Now, if you tell me that the fact that you have to shecht it at 8.5 hours in the day is daraisa, how can we move it up when it's Erev Pesach? There's nothing in the pasuk indicating that now you're allowed to do that, so therefore you shouldn't. It should have to be, it's always the same time all year. So it can't be, therefore, Rava says that the time is daraisa. Ela Omar Rava. So rather, Rava says, mitzvosa detomid mishiyintu tzilulei erev. What it is actually, the whole thing is a takona derabanan. Midaraisa, once the shadows start being cast towards the west, then you're ready, you could shech the korban tamid. The word bein habayim means any time when the shadows are already casting towards the west. In fact, actually, in this week's parasha, we have, you know, it's very, very much as man grama was with this week's parasha. Parasha's boy talks about the korban pesach, but also this is, in our parasha is the first time when it uses the expression bein habayim, and Rashi explains that the word ben, it says about the korban pesach also that it's brought ben ha'abayim, shachtoreisei kol kala nasisrael ben ha'abayim, and Rashi explains that the word ben ha'abayim means, in other words, there's an erev when the sun starts going down, which is after chatzos, you have another erev when it actually sets 6 hours later, and the time in between those is called ben ha'abayim, between the evenings. So here Rashi explains it means from 6.5 hours, because again, given that the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, as we said, were narrower on top and wider on the bottom, it took a half hour for the shadows for the afternoon shadows to be noticeable on them. So midot, so the mitzvah of the Talmid is that you bring it, you could bring it as soon as the shadows start being cast. And so actually the Tzlach points out that may be part of the machlokes between Rava and Rabbi Shimon Levi. Could you conceivably offer the Korban Talmid right after Chatzos? So would you have to wait half an hour? Anyway, my timer, why is that? The Pasuk says that you have to bring the afternoon Talmud between the Arbayim, which means Mi'idna Damaskal Shim Shalmerev, from when the sun starts going down. And from Chatzos already onward, it's starting to go down. And from half an hour after Chatzos, the shadows, that the afternoon shadows are noticeable. You can notice already that the west sides of the walls are darkening because the sun is not shining on them. Sorry, the east sides of the walls, rather, are darkening because the sun's not shining on them anymore. So therefore, Hilkoch, so it's like this. So in other words, in principle, you could offer the Korban Talmid as early as 6.5 hours, as early as a half hour after Chatzos Hayom. So again, on a day when the sun rises at 6 and sets at 6, that would be 12:30. On a day, let's say, the middle of the summer, when the sun rises in Eretz Yisrael about 5 o'clock, you know, about 5 a.m. and sets about 7 p.m., then that would be 12:35 and so forth throughout the year. Obviously, if you have daylight savings, that's, which they didn't have in those days, then it's pushed off an hour. But this is how we calculate it on the calendars nowadays. So like this. Now it's like this. The rest of the year, most days of the year, you have people are bringing nedarim and nedavos. People have korbanos that they made a neder, they made a nedava. I mean, you also have, obviously, there are other korbanos as well. You have korbanos that people are obligated to bring. The point is you have a lot of korbanos being brought. And those all have to be brought between the Talmud Shal Shachar and the Talmud Shal Ben Ha'abayim. D'rachmana Omer, because the Pasuk says, Aleha Chelve HaShlamim, that you should offer on it the fat of the Shlamim, meaning on top of the Talmud Shal Shachar. And V'Omer Mar, Aleha Chelve HaShlamim, means Aleha HaShlem Kol HaKorbanos Kolam. It means that all korbanos have to be completed and brought after the Talmud Shal Shachar, implying, and not after the Talmud Shal Ben Ha'abayim. It's interesting, by the way, in the English Siddur, when they translate this phrase, we say it at the end of Abaya Masada, Aloha Hashlem Kol HaKorbanos Kolam, they translate it with this, all of the korbanos were completed, meaning, in other words, that they're understanding that what we're saying is, after you finish the Talmud Shal Ben Ha'abayim, that's it for the korbanos of the day. But actually, in the Gemara over here, in the way Rashi is explaining it, it comes out that it means a little bit different. It means on it, meaning we're referring back to the Talmud Shal Shachar. Even the last thing we mentioned was Vazichin Kodmil Samad Shaben Habayim Shanema Varachalaila, the words Shanema Varachalaila Oila, Vihikta Allah Chava Shlomim, Allah Hashlem Kalakabonas Kulam, are actually referring further back to the Talmud Shal Shachar. All korbanos have to be brought after the Talmud Shal Shachar, the implication being that they can't be brought after the Talmud Shaben Habayim. Anyway, what we're doing is we're darshaning the word shlomim, hashlomim, as hashlem, complete. Not hashlomim, the korbanos shlomim, because there's no reason particularly to mention a korban shlomim. Many korbanos are brought during the day. So therefore, we understand that it means that all korbanos have to be completed and brought after the Talmud Shal Shachar, implying and before the Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. So therefore, so on a regular day, ma'achrinin le'tauti shoy. So on a regular day, we delay the Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim by 2 hours, in order to allow time for private people's korbanos, therefore we shechted 8.5 hours in the day. So in principle, Rava is saying, it's not like Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi had said that it's daraisa, that it's 8.5 hours in the day. It's derabanan. The Chachamim figured out that will leave enough time for private people's korbanos, and you'll still have, as Tosfos says, enough time to be able to finish it in plenty of time before Shkia, and to be able to do the different other avodas that are done after it. Such as lighting the menorah. So therefore, on a regular day, they do it 8.5 hours into the day. Now, then you come to Erev Pesach, where you have after the Talmud is when you bring the Pesach, because again, we said that unlike most korbanos, which we just said, have to be brought between the two Talmidim, the Korban Pesach is an exception, and we bring it after the Talmud Shal Ben Ha'abayim, and you need time to be for everybody to be able to shecht their Korban Pesach. Therefore, kadmina le shah achas, we move up the time for the Talmud by 1 hour, va'avdin le b'sheva omechza, and instead we shecht it at 7.5 hours. So that way we offer it on the Mizbeach at 8.5 hours, and then we have from then until the end of the day, until Shkia, we have 3.5 hours, we have 3.5 Shoris Smanias to work with to Shecht everybody's Korban Pesach from 3:30 to 6, let's say. Chal, Erev Pesach, Lias, Erev Shabbos. Then, though, if Erev Pesach comes out Erev Shabbos, the Ikonamit Sliyose, the Leidachit Shabbos, now then you have to consider you have also the fact that the Korban Pesach has to be roasted, and you can't do that on Shabbos, which Rashi gives actually what seems to be two different reasons why not. Number one, Rashi says Rashi doesn't actually phrase it as two different reasons, but some of the Mefarshim understand that it's two reasons. Number one is that it's tzorech hedyot, it's not needed for Hashem, because after all, once the blood is sprinkled and the fat is burned, the part that's being done in the Bais Mikdash is over, the rest of it is done at home. So this is you have to eat it, and you have a mitzvah to eat it, fine, but that's already tzorech hedyot. It's something that's needed for you, the regular person, so therefore it's not doicha Shabbos. Number two, you could do it before Shabbos, so therefore it's not doicha Shabbos. Some of the Mefarshim explain actually that these two reasons are kind of intermingled. It is really more like one big reason. If it were the case that it had to be done on Shabbos, let's say, for example, the halacha had been that you shecht the Korban Pesach as close as possible to Shkia, and therefore of necessity you have to roast it on Shabbos, then maybe we would be doicha it, because after all, the Korban Pesach is brought for the sake of eating it, unlike most korbanos, and we know, we've learned previously, that it has to be eaten roasted. So therefore, then you would say that it is doicha Shabbos, just like everything else of the Korban Pesach that can only be done on Shabbos by definition, and therefore is doicha Shabbos. But because that's not the case, because it's actually offered on Erev Pesach, and there is time to roast it before Pesach, therefore, even if, let's say, you happen to not roast it, well, then you have a problem. You can't eat your Korban Pesach. But the korban was kosher, and the korban was kosher, and therefore you don't have a heter to roast it on Shabbos. It's not right. It's not preparing for the next day because you're eating it. You're eating it that night. That night is Yom Tov night, and you're eating it. But so in other words, if Erev Pesach is on a weekday, and if the first night of Pesach is on a weeknight, then in principle you could roast it that night. Because it's Yom Tov, and you're allowed to roast on Yom Tov for in order to eat on Yom Tov, but you can't on Shabbos. You can't on Shabbos, again, because it's not necessary for the korban to be kosher, and because it could have been done before Shabbos. We're going to learn in the next perek that there are certain things about the korban Pesach that are doicha Shabbos and certain things that are not. The basic rule is, if it's something that by definition has to be done on Shabbos, then you can do it on Shabbos. The shchita itself, for example, has to be done on Erev Pesach afternoon. There's no other time when you're allowed to do it. Therefore, that's doicha Shabbos. We have a couple of other things that also, as far as also the cutting it up, also the skinning it, also the burning of the fats, etc. All of those are doicha Shabbos. So if the situation had been that let's say if the Torah had required that you roast it by night, then we would do that even if it comes out Friday night, because then you have to do it. It's one of those things that would have to be done that day. But because you can roast it anytime, you can roast it on Erev Pesach afternoon, therefore you don't have that, and it's not Tzorech Gavoya, only Tzorech Hedyot, therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. So on Erev Pesach, which comes out on Erev Shabbos, the Ikanamit Sliyosa de Ladochi Shabbos, now you have to consider also there's the time you need to roast it, which that's not doicha Shabbos. Mukminin le'adine b'sheish mechta. Therefore, Rava says we leave the korban Pesach to be brought, not the korban Pesach, the korban tamid to be brought according to the basic din, the earliest that conceivably it could be brought, namely b'sheish mechta, 6.5 hours into the day. So we would have liked to allow more time for people's nedarim and nedavos, but on the other hand, we need to allow as much time as possible for the korban Pesach to be shechted, and then for people to take them home and roast them. So therefore, we want to make sure then that the korban tamid is offered 7.5 hours into the day, and then you have 4.5 shoris smanias to work with before Shabbos begins, as far as shechting and roasting the korban Pesach. Okay. What? So there they eat the korban Pesach at night, of course, yeah. Oh, they ate it cold? No, not necessarily. I mean, if they're roasting it, it has to be roasted. At least it has to be roasted before Shabbos begins. But after that, I mean, they can still keep it warm over the fire, I guess. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. They're eating at the end of the Seder, yeah. Okay. Okay. Tanan Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa, which then we're going to learn this Braisa, and then we're going to see how it relates to our Mishnah. Kisidure b'chol kach sidure b'shabbos divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Just like the order of things that was done on a weekday is the same order that was done on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva oimer kisidure b'erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says it was like the order of things of the Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara asks my Kamar, what do Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva mean respectively? I'm going to buy a hocha kama. Ki sidurei b'chol b'erev ha-Pesach, kach sidurei b'shabbos b'erev ha-Pesach, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is saying that the same times of day when the Korban Pesach was brought on a weekday Erev Pesach is the same time that it was done when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is saying it's always, in other words, that we said in the Mishnah that on a weekday Erev Pesach, other than Friday, the Korban Tamid was shechted 7.5 hours and offered 8.5 hours. So Rabbi Shmuel is saying the same thing is true when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Kisidura b'Erev Pesach, Shechalis b'Erev Shabbos, Kach Sidura b'Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel is saying that no, the same time as you would bring the Korban Tamid on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, which is 6.5 hours, as we said in the Mishnah, that is the same time that you bring it, that's the same time that you bring the Tamid when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Meaning, in other words, because we said, like this, we said usually the Korban Tamid is later in order to allow time for Nedarim and Nedavos, but you can't bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Shabbos anyway. The only extra Korbanos that are being brought on Shabbos is the Korban Musaf. So therefore, so Rabbi Akiva says, you don't need that the Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, should be any later than it would be if Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos. So then we do it 6.5 hours. So on Shabbos, we can also do it at 6.5 hours. We don't have to wait all the way until 7.5 hours, he says. On Shabbos, that's the thing. So what we're saying is Abaye is understanding that when it comes to Erev Pesach, Rabbi Shmuel is saying we don't make it any earlier on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, than we would Erev Pesach during the week. Because after all, you don't have anything else that you don't have any particular reason to move it any earlier. You can't roast the Korban Pesach until the nighttime anyway, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, like it is this year. You shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos afternoon, fine, but you can't roast it until Motzei Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so Rabbi Shmuel is saying there's no reason in that case. So we have to remember there's three possibilities. You can have Erev Pesach can be in the middle of the week, where on the one hand you want to allow people time to shech the Korban Pesach afterwards, but on the other hand the roasting there's not as much of a deadline for it because they can do it at night, and you also have this Nedarim and Adabas being brought during the day, so you want to allow as much time for that as possible. On Erev Yom Tov they could bring the Nedarim and Adabas. No, that's on Erev Pesach, sure they could. We said on Shabbos you can't, but on a regular Erev Pesach, sure they could. We learned that we can't bring a Korban Toida, you can't bring an Erev Pesach because of the Chametz in it. But if a person has a regular Shlomim or an Oila, or let alone if they have a Chatas or an Asham or whatever, then sure, they can be makriv on Erev Pesach. So because of all of that, and then you have, again, there's when Erev Pesach is on a weekday, where there you have all those conflicting things and therefore we want to make the Korban Pesach fairly late. We still want to move up the Tamid a little bit earlier than normal to allow time for all the Korbanos Pesach, but we don't need to move it up that much earlier because we still want time for Nedarim and Nedavos, and because they can always roast it after Yom Tov begins at night. Then you have when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so Nedarim and Nedavos you don't have, and a deadline for roasting the Korban Pesach you don't have either, because they anyway can't start until Shabbos is out. But no, there's no Nedarim and Nedavos on Shabbos. Right. And then you have when Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, we have people could be bringing the Nedarim and Nedavos. But on the other hand, there's a deadline for roasting the Korban Pesach because we have to finish that all before Shabbos. So therefore, we want to move it as early as possible. So to be Shmuel is say, so Abaya, so we're going to have three explanations of this Braisa. But here's Abaya's explanation is that what is like this.
Rabbi Shmuel is saying that there's no difference between Erev Pesach on a regular weekday versus when it's on Shabbos. Either way, we have it at the same time, because on a regular weekday, you just have it 1 hour earlier to allow extra time for the Korban Pesach. On Shabbos, you may as well just leave at the same time. Yes, you could make it earlier since you don't have an Adonim and Adavis, but there's no particular reason to. You're not gaining anything by it, because you anyway can't roast it. You anyway can't roast it until Shabbos is over. Rabbi Akiva is saying that no, you do it the same time that you would do it on Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos, as early as possible. That's you do it also on Shabbos Erev Pesach, even though you can't roast it until nightfall anyway. Well, we'll see why soon. Therefore, according to that explanation, it comes out when our Mishnah says that Erev Pesach is always the same time, whether it's a weekday or Shabbos, except for if it's Friday, that would be according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva would have to, because according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be different. We'd say according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be different if Erev Pesach is Shabbos. And our Mishnah is saying it's the same when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, as it is when Erev Pesach is in the middle of the week. So but my kamiflagi, so then according to that, what's the underlying argument between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? The argument is the musafin kodmin lavazichin kamiflagi. The machloika says on Shabbos, when we have there's a kodmin musaf, and we also have the two spoonfuls of lavoina that are offered on the mezbeach that were sitting with the lachem aponim all week. You have the lachem aponim sitting on the shulchan all week from Shabbos to Shabbos, and with it are two spoonfuls of lavoina. Two spoons full of Lavona, and then Shabbos, they take off the old lechem upon him, they put on new lechem upon him, they take the Lavona and burn it on the Mizbeach, that's the equivalent of the koimetz of a mincha, and then the lechem upon him is eaten by this, distributed to, among the koinim, and they eat it. So which one comes first then, the Musafin or the Vazichin? Rabbi Shmuel Safin Musafin Koimin Lavazichin. Rabbi Shmuel says that the Korban Musaf comes first, which is how we say it in Abaye Hav Masadu every day, Musaf and Lavazichin. So therefore, and this is also why we say Velakach Tasolas on Shabbos after Musaf. There's a note over there in the Siddur. Since Musaf and Korban Lavazichin, so after we've daven Musaf, then we should mention the parasha about the Lachem upon him, which describes how the Bazichin are offered on the Mizbeach. Bazichin are spoons. There are two spoons full of Lavona that were placed on the Shulchan all week together with the Lachem upon him. They stay there with the Lachem upon him all week, and then Shabbos, when they remove the old Lachem upon him, they take the two spoonfuls of Lavona, offer those on the Mizbeach, and then they distribute the Lachem upon him among the Chayinim, and they eat it. They pour it onto the fire. I don't know. They wouldn't burn the spoon. Why would they? Yeah. Okay. All right. So Rabbi Shmuel Safin was Safin Kodmin Lavazichin. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that first you bring the Korban Musaf, then you do the Bazichin. Therefore, Ovid Lahu the Musafin Beshesh. So therefore, he says like this: the Korban Musaf, again, the Korban Musaf, like most Korbanos, has to be brought before the Tomet Shabbat Habayim. So therefore, you bring the Musaf during the sixth hour of the day. Vazichin b'sheva, then you bring the bazichin during the seventh hour of the day, and then when you're done with that, then you bring the korban tamid 7.5 hours into the day. So Rashi says conceivably they could have done it even later. They could have done it even a little earlier. They could have, according to that, they could have brought the Talmud already at 7 hours in the day. Why do they have to wait all the way until 7.5? So Rashi says two reasons. Number one, distributing the lechem upon, well, the Musaf, we said they're bringing between 6 and 7. So why can't they just bring the Talmud right after that? So Rashi says two reasons. Number one, the division of the lechem upon him may take more time. So therefore, they need to leave an extra half hour. So therefore, in other words, the Kohenim are busy getting their lechem upon him, so they don't have time. Number two, also Rashi says, we don't want to start making different times, too many different times. We want to have a certain schedule which we stick to as much as possible. So therefore, we don't have any other time when we could do it at the beginning of 7 hours. So therefore, we're going to say either 6.5 or 7.5, depending on the situation. So over here, since we can't do it 6.5, because that's too early, we're still in the middle of taking care of the Musaf at that time, then therefore we delay it until 7.5 hours, until 1:30 in the afternoon. So that's according to Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, so it comes out the Talmud, they're offering, they're shechting at 7.5 hours. So that's why, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's the same time as it would be. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's the same time as it would be if Erev Pesach was on a weekday. It's the same time as we do when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, because on weekdays you want to have it. On the one hand, you want to move it up to allow time for everybody to shech their Korban Pesach, but on the other hand, we don't want to make it too early because Nedarim and Adavos. Shabbos, you don't have Nedarim and Adavos, but on the other hand, you have the Bazichin, and those have to come after the Korban Musaf. So therefore, he says that's why you end up with the same whether Erev Pesach is Shabbos or weekday, unless Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, and then we have to make it even earlier. Meanwhile, Rabbi Akiva Sava Bazichin Kodmin L'Musafin. Rabbi Akiva holds it's the other way around. First, you offer the Lavoina from the Lacham upon him and distribute the Lacham upon him. Then comes the Kodmin Musaf. Therefore, Bazichin B'Chomesh or Musafin B'Sheish. Therefore, the bazichin they do during the fifth hour of the day, from 11 to 12. The musaf they do during the sixth hour. Or sorry, b'chamish would be from 10 to 11, during the fifth hour of the day. The musaf they do during the sixth hour of the day, from 11 to 12. Therefore, v'avad leila tamid b'sheish u'mechza. So therefore, by 12:30, they're done with that, and therefore they can then shech the korban tamid at 12:30. Okay. So therefore, so according to Rabbi Akiva, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, then you would do it at 12:30, rather like you would if it was on Friday. Because the only thing that has to be done right before it is the Musaf, and the Bazichin is done earlier in the day. So therefore, you don't need to delay it any more than that. Okay. Maskiflod Rava. So now Rava asks a question on this explanation of Abayas. Midi Rabbi Akiva kisidre be'erev Pesach shechalis be'erev Shabbos katani. After all, in the Braisa, does Rabbi Akiva say anything about Erev Pesach that comes out on Erev Shabbos? Kisidre be'erev Pesach stomach katani. What Rabbi Akiva says in the Braisa is just the same time that you bring it when the same time as you bring the Talmud when all the Braisa said was. Nobody said anything about Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. So who says that's what Rabbi Akiva is talking about? So you Abaya, are assuming that Rabbi Akiva is comparing Erev Pesach on Shabbos to Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos and saying that you bring it at the same time. But he never said anything about Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. He just said Erev Pesach. So maybe it means a regular Erev Pesach. Elo, Omar Rava Hachikama. So Rava says no. What the two opinions mean as follows: Kisidre bechol de alma, kach sidre b'Shabbos be'erev Pesach divrei b'Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel would say the same times that you bring the Korban Pesach on the same times that you bring the Korban Pesach on a regular weekday throughout the year. That's the same time, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that we do on Shabbos erev Pesach. Meaning, regularly we shech the Talmud 8.5 hours in the day. And there we do it because there's Nedarim and Adavos, which we want to leave time for. So Rabbi Shmuel says that the same thing we do on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos. We still make it that the Korban Talmud is shechted 8.5 hours and offered 9.5 hours, which means in a year like that, according to Rava's explanation of Rabbi Shmuel, you would have only 2.5 hours to shecht all the Korban Pesachs. Rabbi Akiva says no. You do the same thing on Erev Pesach when it's on Shabbos as you would on any other Erev Pesach. Because again, you can't have 2.5 hours is not enough time to shecht all the korbanos Pesach. Therefore, masnisin to katani ben b'chol ben Shabbos Rabbi Akiva. So when our Mishnah says that at the same time, whether Erev Pesach is a regular weekday other than Friday or Shabbos, that would be just the opposite, according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Abaye's explanation, that was according to Rabbi Shmuel. Now according to Rabbi's explanation, we're saying that's what Rabbi Akiva would say. Rabbi Shmuel would be saying that on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you would be offering the Korban Tamid at 8.5 and 9.5 hours. 8.5 for the shechting, 9.5 for the offering. The same as you would on a regular weekday. So then, according to that, what's the underlying machlokas? The machlokas is, are we concerned that the meat is going to get warm? The meat of the Korban Pesach is going to get warm and is going to spoil. Michmar means heated. At the bottom of the Omer over here, you have a reference to a Rashi in Parshas Miketz, where you have Kinichmuru Rachma V'Lochiv, where it says that Yosef Rachmanos was aroused about his brother. He saw Binyamin for the first time in 22 years, so he was about to cry. So Nichmuru, Rashi explains it, that means heated up, like his emotions were heated up. The word Koimer means to heat up. So Michma Bistra means the meat might get heated up. In other words, especially, so now we could be talking about the meat of the Korban Pesach itself. In other words, it's going to take time until you're able to roast it, because you can only roast, because when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you can only roast it in Motzei Shabbos. So you have a couple of hours over there in which it might spoil. On top of that, actually, we had some of the Mefoshim point out, we had an opinion in Masechta Shabbos. We had a discussion in Masechta Shabbos when we know you have to skin the Korban Pesach in order to get the Emurim. Do you skin the whole thing, or do you only skin it part way down until the chest? Because at that point, you can already open it up and take out the Emurim, and then the rest of the skinning can be done Matzah Shabbos. So therefore, you have part of it is still inside the skin. It could very well spoil in the heat during the couple hours. Tosfos over here says a different point. We're going to learn in the next perek that one of the things of the Korban Pesach that's not Deicha Shabbos is you have the kishkas of the animal have to be rinsed out before, and that again you can't do on Shabbos. You have to rinse them out from all the filth in them, but that you have to wait till after Shabbos to do. It's not Deicha Shabbos. So again, therefore you have those might spoil. So those might spoil. So are we concerned about that it might spoil? So Rabbi Shmuel Sava Chayshin in the Michma Bisra. Rabbi Shmuel holds we have to be concerned about that. Therefore, so when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, where therefore you have, so it's true, it means we're squeezing in all the shechting of the Korbanos Pesach into only 2.5 hours. But on the other hand, we want to do that so that there's less chance that the meat will spoil by the time you're coming to roast it after Shabbos, or by the time you're coming to wash out the kishkis after Shabbos. Meanwhile, Rabbi Akiva is saying we're not concerned about that, so therefore go ahead and do it on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, the same time as you would any other Erev Pesach. You'll have 3.5 hours to shecht the Korban Pesach, and that extra hour, we're not concerned about that things are going to spoil. Well, enough miracle, and you can't be so much on this, but Rabbi Akiva says that an extra hour is not going to kill things. Yet. Okay, yeah, fine. So that's Rava's explanation of the Braisa. So the question is, Eloi Chashinan, if Rabbi Akiva is not concerned about Michma Bisra, about the meat getting heated up and spoiled, Nev de Bishesh Mechza, then why don't we do it at 6.5 hours? After all, again, it's Shabbos, so there's no Nedarim or Nedavis. You don't have to make the Tumid later in order to allow people to bring their private Korbanos. So we should make it 6.5 and 7.5 hours. That way we'll have 4.5 hours to work with for the Korban Pesach. Once we're saying we're not concerned about Michma Bisra, and therefore he wants to allow you an extra hour over to Bishmol, so already allow 2 extra hours. So the answer is no. Kasavim was suffin kodmin levazichin. Rava would continue that Rabbi Akiva would hold, like Abaya had said on Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel held. We said in Abaya's explanation they were arguing which comes first, Musafin Vazichin. Now Rava is saying that Rabbi Akiva holds, like Rabbi Shmuel, that Musafin comes before Vazichin. Therefore, Ovid Lahula Musafin Beshesh. So therefore, the Musafin have to be brought during the 6th hour, or Vazichin Besheva. The Vazichin with all the burning of the spoonfuls of Levoina and the distribution and eating of Lacham upon him takes place during the 7th hour. And then you bring the Talmud 7.5 hours because you can't do it any earlier. Again, like Rashi says, the distribution of the Lachem Aponim may take extra time. So therefore, we establish it at 7.5 hours. And also because we said we don't want to have too many different timetables. We want to have as few timetables as possible so we don't get mixed up. Okay. And the point is, if we were to get mixed up, it would be a problem, because what if we offer the Korban Tamid any earlier during the rest of the year, we're preventing people from bringing their Nedarim and Nedavos, because again, they can't bring them after the Tamid Rabbanan Bayim, so we don't want to cause a possibility that they're going to get confused. Okay. They know. I mean, the Kohanim is Rizim, but still, we don't want them to, regular people, yeah. Okay. Maskifla Rava Ba'ula, Rava Ba'ula. Okay, so far we have a Abaya's explanation, which is that Rabbi Shmuel is saying when it comes to Erev Pesach, you have two different timetables, he says. You have Erev Pesach, which is on, according to Abaya, Rabbi Shmuel is saying you have Erev Pesach is the same whether it's weekday, whether it's a regular weekday or Shabbos, and then a different time if Erev Pesach is Friday. And Rabbi Akiva is saying that Erev Pesach is the same whether that Erev Pesach is the same whether it's Shabbos or a weekday, and Friday would be different. So they both agree Friday would be different, sure, because you have to have time for people to roast their korbanos. But according to Abaye's explanation, Rabbi Shmuel was the one who was saying, like it says in our Mishnah, that it's the same whether Erev Pesach is Shabbos or in the middle of the week. And according to that, and Rabbi Akiva meanwhile would be saying, according to Abaye, that Shabbos is the same as Friday, Erev Pesach. So again, in other words, you have three different situations. You have Erev Pesach in the middle of the week, Erev Pesach Shabbos, and Erev Pesach Friday. So according to Abaye, Rabbi Shmuel is saying we have like this. There's one timetable for Erev Pesach on Shabbos or during the week, and a different one for Friday. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have a timetable for Erev Pesach when it's on Shabbos or Friday, and a different one for the rest of the week. That was according to Abaye. According to Rava, we're saying Rabbi Shmuel would say that Shabbos Erev Pesach is the same as a regular weekday, 8.5 hours in the day. Rabbi Akiva would be saying that no, you have Shabbos Erev Pesach is the same as a regular Erev Pesach, 1 hour earlier. So again, not too much earlier because we have the bazichin to deal with on Shabbos, but nevertheless earlier in order to allow more time for shechtin, the Korban Pesach, I michma bistra, the meat might get hot and it might spoil. Rabbi Akiva is not concerned about that. He's the one who holds. We don't worry about it. He holds. We're saying, Rava is saying that you do bazichin before, after the musafim. Therefore, we can't make the carbon tumid too early because we need time for the musafim and then for the bazichin. So, therefore, the earliest we can do it is 7.5 hours. Well, it's true, but still has more time than Rabbi Shmuel would allow it. Rabbi Shmuel is saying that you have to get all the Korban Pesach shechted within 2.5 hours, from nine and a half until Shkia. Whereas Rabbi Akiva is saying that on Shabbos at a Pesach you have an extra hour. Okay. Then according to Rava, right, the Mishnah comes out like Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. Then maskif lo Rava Ba'ula, but Rava Ba'ula says I still don't like Rava's explanation. Midi kisidre b'chol kach sidre b'shabbos b'erva Pesach dibi b'shmol katoni. After all, this a similar problem to what Abaye pointed out on Abaye's explanation, that the wording of the Braisa doesn't seem to support his explanation. The wording of the Braisa doesn't seem to support Rava's explanation either, because it didn't say that the same way as it's done on weekday, so it's done on Shabbos erva Pesach dibi b'shmol. All the Braisa said was kisidre b'chol kach sidre b'shabbos, just like it's done on weekdays, so it's done on Shabbos. Didn't say anything about Erev Pesach. So a similar question that Rava asked on Abaye, Rava Ba'ula is now asking on Rava. Okay, Tosfos points out on Amud Aleph, Rava doesn't consider that to be a big question because after Rabbi Shmuel is referring back to our Mishnah, so obviously he must be referring to Erev Pesach. But Rava Ba'ula is saying it seems to be a problem. How would we understand that according to Abaye or according to Rava? Neither one. The fact is, the Braisa is not mentioning Erev Pesach at all. Ela Omer Rava Ba'ula Hochi Katani. Rather, Rava Ba'ula says the Braisa is saying like this: Kisidura b'chol de alma kach sidura b'shabbos de alma divrei Rabbi Shmuel. According to him, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are not talking about Erev Pesach. Well, they're not talking about the schedule for Erev Pesach at all, or at least not primarily. They're talking about the schedule throughout the rest of the year. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the same schedule that's done on a weekday is on a regular weekday is done on a regular Shabbos. So on a regular weekday, they only shecht the Talmud 8.5 hours because, again, we want to allow a lot of time. We want to allow a couple of extra hours for Nedarim and Nedavos. Even though on Shabbos there are no Nedarim and Nedavos, nevertheless, we still keep it at the same time, 8.5 and 9.5, respectively. Right. Rabbi Akiva would say that no, the same schedule is done on a regular Erev Pesach, 7.5 and 8.5 respectively. That's the same schedule that's held to on Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos throughout the year. Therefore the Mishnah that says that Erev Pesach was the same time, whether Erev Pesach was on a weekday or on a regular weekday, not Friday, or whether it was on Shabbos, that could be. Divrei Hakol here, that could be both according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, because neither one of them is addressing that in the Brice over here. What we do on Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbos, is on Shabbos versus the rest of the week. So they might all agree that on Erev Pesach, and that in general, on Erev Pesach, it's 7.5 and 8.5. Whether it's weekday or Shabbos, as the Mishnah had said. When it's Erev Pesach, then yeah, we have to move it over. When it's Erev Shabbos, I mean, then we have to move it over there. Yeah, according to everybody. Now, Tosfos points out, actually, further down, later on, we're going to be bringing more brises on the subject where we're going to clearly see that they do argue about Erev Pesach on Shabbos versus during the rest of the week. But right now, at least from the Braisa that we have thus far, you could say that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree that the schedule on Erev Pesach is always the same, unless it's Erev Shabbos. So the Braisa is only talking about the schedule on weekdays versus Shabbos. The Braisa is focusing, in other words, what's the schedule on Shabbos? So Rabbi Shmuel would be saying it's like the same schedule as on a regular weekday, and Rabbi Akiva would be saying it's the same as the schedule on a regular Erev Pesach. So then, b'may kamiflegi. So now, what's the argument between them? B'gzeiras nedorim nedavas kamiflegi. Do we make a gzeira that we shouldn't do it any earlier in order not to mess up people's nedorim nedavas? Rabbi Shmuel sava gazrin and Shabbos otuchayol. Rabbi Shmuel would say it's true. On Shabbos, there's no nedorim nedavas. You don't have to make the korban tamid so late in the day to allow for them, because anyway, you're not bringing them. But we make a gzeira because if you do it earlier on Shabbos, they may come to do it earlier on weekdays as well, and then you're messing up, you're preventing people from bringing nedorim nedavas because they can't bring them after the tamid shabbayin habayim. And Rabbi Akiva would say we don't make such a gzera, so therefore it's fine to do it. It's fine to do it earlier on Shabbos, and we're not concerned that they're going to forget and do it earlier on weekdays as well. Okay. So the question is, Ila Gazrin and Nabdi Bavova Mechza, nu, and if we're not making a gzera, then why do we have to delay it all the way to 7.5 hours to 1:30 in the afternoon? Do it at Nabdi Bavova Mechza, do it at 6.5 hours at 12:30. The answer is Kasava, because Rabbi Ba'ola would also understand, like Rabbi did, Musaf and Kodmin LeBazichin, that Rabbi Akiva would hold that the Kodmin Musaf comes before the Bazichin, before the spoonfuls of Todas with the Lachem upon him. Therefore, Musaf and Beshesh, the Kodmin Musaf, therefore, is brought during the 6th hour of the day, or Bazichin Bezayin, the Bazichin are brought in during the 7th hour, Va'avid Leila Tamid, Bezayin Umechta, and then once we're finished with the Bazichin and with distributing and eating the Lachem upon him, then we do the Kodmin Tamid 7.5 hours. So we can't do it any earlier because you have the Musafin and the Bazichin in the way, but there's no reason to do it any later. We don't have to be gozer that if you make it earlier on Shabbos, you might do it earlier on weekdays. Okay. So those are the three explanations of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva's opinions. Again, according to both Abaya and Rava, they're focusing on what the schedule is on Erev Pesach, when it's on Shabbos versus on a weekday versus Erev Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Ba'ola, they're focusing mainly on the schedule on a regular Shabbos. So they're mentioning, Rabbi Akiva is mentioning Erev Pesach only to compare that the same time as it's done on Erev Pesach, 7.5 hours, is the same time when it's done on a regular Shabbos. Okay. So the Gemara is Meisvi. I have a contradiction. Now let's focus for a minute on Abaya's and Rava's explanations, because according to their explanations, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about the schedule on Erev Pesach. Again, according to Rava Ba'ula, they're not. So the brises that we're going to be bringing over here that talk about Erev Pesach are not really a problem for Rava Ba'ula, because according to him, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are not discussing that point at all. But according to Rava and according to Abaya, that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about Erev Pesach, about the schedule on Erev Pesach, then let's see this braisa. Meisvi, Tamid, the Korban Tamid, Kolashona Kola Korav Kilchosai, throughout most of the year, it's brought in its regular time, Nishchat B'shmoinu Mechza V'Korav B'tesu Mechza, it's shechted at 8.5 hours and offered at 9.5 hours, 2:30 and 3:30 respectively. Over Erev Pesach Nishchat B'zayin Umechza V'Korav B'chesu Mechza, Erev Pesach, it's moved up an hour, shechted at 7.5 and offered at 8.5. The Braisa continues, Chalias B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, then it's Kechalias B'Sheni B'Shabbos, Divrei B'Shmuel, then it's the equivalent of as if it landed on Monday. In other words, so we do it at the same time, on Shabbos Erev Pesach as we would on a weekday Erev Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, I'm a Kasidra, but Erev Pesach, Rabbi Akiva would say you do it at the same time as Erev Pesach. Now, which Erev Pesach are we talking about? That's what we have to figure out. Why are we mentioning Dafka Monday, by the way? Rashi gives two explanations. One is just the Gemara picked a random day of the week. It could have just as well said any other day. The other explanation is Rashi brings that Erev Pesach, there's a rule we have in our calendar nowadays, Loi Bedu Pesach. Pesach cannot begin on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. It's an outgrowth of the rule that Loi Adu Rosh, because Rosh Hashanah can't be Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, and Pesach is always 2 days in the week earlier than Rosh Hashanah, according to our Luach HaKavua. Therefore, it comes out, Pesach can't be Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, so Erev Pesach can't be Sunday, so therefore Rashi says that might be another reason why the Gemara didn't mention Sunday, why it said Monday. Rashi says, though, I don't like that reason, because they were Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyah when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, so Pesach could be any day of the week. Tosfos says, nevertheless, they still were trying to be careful. Nevertheless, they still were trying to be careful when possible that we still don't want that Yom Kippur should come out on Friday or on Sunday. And therefore, so they still kept to the rules of Lo Yadu Rosh as much as possible. And not always would it work, but they did try. I mean, there was also the consideration, we have a fixed calendar nowadays, all the months from Nissan through Elul are all fixed in length. In those times, they weren't necessarily. So even if they kept the rule Lo Yadu Rosh, it didn't necessarily follow that Lo Yadu Pesach. But still, Tosfos says that maybe still that might be a reason. Still, that might be a reason to say why the Gemara over here is saying Monday. Because when possible, that when we assume that the next few months are going to be considered on 29/30, and we want to avoid Rosh Hashanah falling on any of the days of Adu, then therefore we're going to try to avoid Rosh Chodesh Nissan and the first day of Pesach being on Monday. So the Gemara mentions it. The Gemara talks about it in Rosh Hashanah. But the reason is mishum yarkia umesia. You have your vegetables would spoil from Yom Kippur to Shabbos because Yom Kippur you can't do malacha, and or from Shabbos to Yom Tov, and dead bodies would spoil. So therefore they would try to avoid that when possible. As far as Aleph, the official reason is so Hashanah Rabba doesn't come out on Shabbos because then they wouldn't be able to. Then we can't beat the Arabas. Yeah. Okay. So thus far the Braisa. Again, so in the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel is saying that Erev Pesach on Shabbos is the same as Erev Pesach on a regular weekday, such as a Monday. Rabbi Akiva is saying it's the same as Erev Pesach. So Bishlemel Abaya Nicha. So according to Abaya, we understand. Rabbi Shmuel is saying, therefore, that if it's on Shabbos, it's the same as if it's on a weekday, which is like it said in our Mishnah. Therefore, we have to understand necessarily, Rabbi Akiva, who's disagreeing, must be saying that you do it the same as Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. That again, we said, according to Abaya, that even though that the machloikus would be, in other words, what comes first, musafin or vazichin, so therefore, can we move it up all the way to 6.5 hours on Erev Shabbos and do it as early as possible? Or do we have to wait until 7.5 hours because we need time for the vazichin? So according to Abaya, we understand the braisa very well. Ela l'rova kasha, but according to Rava, that Rabbi Shmuel is saying that you do it at the same time on Shabbos as you do it on according to Rava, that we said that according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Shmuel, that you do like this, you do the same way that you do Shabbos Erev Pesach, the same as on a regular weekday, 8.5 hours. Because again, he's concerned about Michma Bisra. He's saying on the one hand, yeah, that means you have to squeeze shechting all the Korban Pesach into 2.5 hours. But on the other hand, that makes it less likely the meat will spoil. So in other words, according to him, Shabbos Erev Pesach is not the same as, Erev Pesach on Monday. According to him, Erev Pesach on Shabbos is the same as a regular weekday. So according to him, how do we according to Rava, how do we understand the Braisa? According to Rava, why is Rabbi Shmuel saying that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, then it's the same thing as if Erev Pesach comes out on Monday? According to Rava, the Braisa should be saying, Rabbi Shmuel should be saying, if it comes out on Shabbos, it's the same as a regular Monday, not Erev Pesach. That's exactly what the Braisa means. It doesn't mean like as if Erev Pesach comes out on Monday. It means like a regular Monday where the Korban Talmud is shechted 8.5 hours. So Rabbi Shmuel would be saying that on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, it's also 8.5 hours. Okay. Maisvi, now the Gemara says, okay, I have another Braisa, which now is a contradiction to Abaya. The Braisa says, Chalias b'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Kisidrei kol ha'shana kol ha'dir Rabbi Shmuel, then Rabbi Shmuel says that it's that the Korban Talmud is brought the same time as it would be the rest of the year, which for Pashtus means 8.5 hours. Rabbi Akiva oimer Kisidrei b'Erev Pesach, Rabbi Akiva says it's like the same time, the same schedule as on Erev Pesach. So b'Shleim el Rava Nicha, So according to Rava, we understand very well. Rava says again that Rava is saying that you bring the Korban Talmid on Shabbos Erev Pesach the same time as you would the Shabbos Erev Pesach. You bring it the same time as you would. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you bring it at 8.5 hours, same as a regular weekday. According to Rabbi Akiva, you do it the same as you would on a regular Erev Pesach, 7.5 hours, an hour earlier. So according to Rava, Bishleima, the Rava Nicha. So according to Rava, this is second Braisa, works out very well. Rabbi Shmuel is saying that Shabbos is the same as the rest of the year. Rabbi Akiva is saying that the Shabbos is the same as any other Erev Pesach, 7.5 hours. Because again, you can't do it any earlier because of the bozichin, but you do it as early as possible. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel is concerned about michma bisra, and therefore he says you should still have it the same as a regular weekday. Elal Abaya kasha, but according to Abaya, how does he understand this braisa? The answer is Amalach Abaya loy temek sidrei kol hashana. You're right. What the braisa means is it doesn't mean that Rabbi Shmuel is saying that it's the same on Shabbos as the rest of the year. Ela emek sidrei kol hashanim kulam de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is saying Erev Pesach on Shabbos is the same as Erev Pesach most other years. Most other years Erev Pesach is not Shabbos. It's sometime in the middle of the week, and according to him, it's the same time regardless. It's always going to be 7.5 hours. Okay, because that's how Rabbi Akiva understood, and that's how Abaya understood Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Meanwhile, Rabbi Akiva, Kisidura, Erev Pesach, Shechalis, Erev Shabbos. Meanwhile, Rabbi Akiva would be saying that you bring at the same time Erev Pesach on Shabbos as you would Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos, 6.5 hours. Because again, according to Abaya, Rabbi Akiva holds Bozichin Koidman and Musafin. Therefore, the Bozichin and the Musafin are already dealt with completely by the end of 6 hours, and 6.5 hours you can bring the Talmud. Okay, so these various braises, so we see from these various braises that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva do disagree about the time of about the schedule of the Korban Talmid on Erev Pesach, the different Erev Pesachs throughout the year. So we see, in other words, that not like Rav Ba'ula was saying that their essential machlokas is about Shabbos and weekday. We see they are in fact arguing about Erev Pesach as well. But we can understand the braises according to both Abaya and Rava's ways of understanding it, and therefore that would result in our Mishnah could be either according to Rabbi Akiva or according to Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. So now let's talk about. Now we mentioned before that all korbanos have to be brought between the Talmud Shel Shachar and the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim. So let's talk about where we know that from, and then tomorrow we'll talk about how we know that the Korban Pesach is an exception. So Tanan Abanan, Minayin Shaloya Hedaba Kodim the Talmud Shel Shachar. How do we know that nothing else is offered on the Mizbeach before the Talmud Shel Shachar? Rashi says specifically what we mean is, in other words, after they set up the Ma'arocha, Gdola, from when that's set up, the first thing that's offered on it for the day is the Talmud Shel Shachar. Afterwards, the Mishnah in Masechta Talmud mentions if there were pieces of the Korbanos from the day before that were still left over, then they would put them on the Ma'arocha and burn them. Well, they're not noisa because they were on top of the Mizbeach. If they were noisa, you'd have to burn them outside. You'd have to burn them elsewhere in the Azara. These are pieces that were on top of the Mizbeach overnight. They didn't have a chance to burn them because there were too many of them or whatever. So therefore, what they do is the Mishnayos and Talmud describe what they would do is before they set up the Ma'aroch HaGdola, they would take all of those and move them to the sides of the Mizbeach. Then they'd set up the Ma'aroch HaGdola. Then they would offer the Talmud. And then after the pieces of the Talmud have been thrown on the fire, then afterwards they would take these remaining pieces that are around the sides of the Mizbeach and put them back into the fire. The whole night sometimes could be, but not necessarily. Yeah. Okay. So how do we know that? As the pasuk says, he should arrange the oila on it. So what does that mean, my Talmudah? Where do we see that the word ha'oila specifically means the Talmud Shoshachar? Amar Rava, ha'oila implies oila rishona. Right, the hay implies the first oila. The first oila of the day. So therefore it means that the important oila, meaning in other words, the oila's tumid, which is listed first, it actually says it's listed first among all the korbanos. Among all the korbanos throughout the year, the korban tumid comes first in Parshas Pinchas. So therefore it's ha oila. Then we continue with nine chain double korov achat tumid shomen habayim. How do we know that nothing else can be offered on the marocha after the tumid shomen habayim? Tumid lema vehikdu aleh chov ashlamim. Therefore, the pasuk says he should offer on it the fat of the shlamim. So again, my Talmudah. Where do we see from that means anything about that it can't be after the tumid shomen habayim? Amar Abaye aleh shlamim v'lo yachaver tashlamim. It means the pasuk is implying that only on it, on top of the tumid, meaning the tumid shoshachar, only on top of that can he be offering shlamim, but not after the tumid shomen habayim. The problem is maskif lo rava ema shlamim hu d'lo nakriv ha'olus nakriv. In that case, maybe it only means a shlamim can't be brought after that point. Maybe olus could be brought even later. Ela amar rava. Rather, rava says, like we say in davening, hashlamim aleh hashlamim. We darshan the word hashlamim in lashon hashlem, complete. Aleha hashlem kol hakabanas kolim. All kabanas have to be finished on top of the tumid shoshachar, implying but not after the tumid shomen habayim. So therefore, the result is that that they all have to be brought after the tumid shoshachar and before the tumid shomen habayim. Actually, Tosfos over here and in some other places discuss an interesting point. Tosfos and various other rishonim discuss an interesting point. If you were to not do that, if you were to bring a different korban after the tumid shomen habayim, would it be possible? So there's a few possibilities. Over here, Tosfos says that the maximum maybe is it might only be possible d'rabbanan. Maybe, yes, we're saying that it has to be brought at before the tumid shomen habayim, but maybe the psul of that would only be d'rabbanan. We would say d'oraisa, b'diyevet, it would be valid. In different other places, Tosfos talks about that maybe even b'diyevet, it would be kosher. You have, for example, the case when it says that the one time when the Edim didn't come in time on Rosh Hashanah morning, and then it came time for the tumid shomen habayim, and they weren't sure what to do about the shira, and then therefore they made the takana that we only have Edim come until the time of bringing the Talmud Shomen Habayim. Why are they not concerned about the Musaf? L'chora, they have to bring the Musaf, and how can they be bringing the Talmud, and then they might have then if Edim show up, they might have to bring the Musaf afterwards. Why are they only concerned about the Shira? So that's one possibility to say that maybe B'diyevet, if they were to bring the Musaf after the Talmud Shomen Habayim, B'diyevet, it would be okay. So they weren't so concerned about that. They were more concerned about what shira should they sing. All of this, by the way, it's not ma'akiv necessarily, but still they had to know what shira to sing. By the same token, also, Rishonim discussed that maybe by the same token, if the Korban Musaf was brought b'dievid before the Tumid Shoshachar, maybe also it would be kosher. A din that comes out of that is, what if you have, now l'chatchila, because of all of this, you're supposed to daven Musaf between Shachris and Mincha, because after all, it's supposed to be brought after the Tumid Shoshachar, before the Tumid Shomen Habayim. But a halacha that comes out of this is, let's say a person daven Musaf b'dievid before Shachris. And one example could be partially forgot to daven Shachris and then daven Musaf. Another possibility, let's say, what? Walked in late, let's say. Another possibility could be, let's say the person did daven shachris, but he left out something that makes it no good. For example, it's Chol HaMoed, and he left out it's Rosh Chodesh, and he left out Yalav Yavi. Now he davens Musaf. Only later does he realize that in that case, his shachris was no good. So we say B'dievet is Musaf is okay. Based on this, that B'dievet, the Musaf or any other korban could be kosher if it's brought before the Tumid Shoshachar or after the Tumid Shomen Habayim. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to do that. And maybe, as Tosfos says, in some places, it's possible d'rabbanan. But nevertheless, since B'dievet, it would be okay. And on top of that, also, after all, I mean, our tefillos, they're b'mkoim korbanos, but they're not the actual korbanos themselves. So therefore, we don't have to hold them necessarily to the same strict standards as the korbanos itself. So even if we would say the korban would be possible, the tefillah is not necessarily possible because of that. Okay. Shkayach, everyone. Yeah, one.